Welcome to the Forbes India Cover Story podcast series in association with theindycast.com. My name is Abhishek, and this cover package is all about electric vehicles and how entrepreneurs from across the country are doing their bit to transform the automotive sector in the country. But the cover story is on Bhavish Agarwal of the Ola fame, who's made quite a lot of noise in the EV sector. And joining me on the call is Rajiv Singh, who's written the cover story. Thanks, Rajiv, for joining in.
Hey, Abhi. Thanks a lot for having me. Pleasure, as usual.
Thank you, Rajiv. And before we talk about the cover itself, I don't know how it is in your city, but in Mumbai, the white on green number plates, which are allotted to electric vehicles, they are suddenly everywhere. More so on two-wheelers and three-wheelers or food delivery guys. Is India in the midst of some sort of a boom in terms of EV, especially in two-wheelers? You don't see them so much on four-wheelers because I think they're a little too expensive at the moment. But how is it in Delhi, Bangalore?
Oh, absolutely. It's like EV season has started. But the interesting point is you never realize when 3G leapfrogged to 4G. That happened so suddenly, right? And which also took many existing players by surprise. Like Indian players who were not prepared for 4G and all those. Similar thing is going to happen with EV ecosystem. The speed of adoption of EV over the next 24 months would be so dramatic that it would surprise everybody. And this is what we have seen over the last 2 years. If you look at EV numbers 5 years back, and if you look at EV numbers last 2 years, it's amazing the rate at which they have grown. Obviously, two-wheelers are taking the lead because of that price thing. But my friend, don't get me wrong. EV two-wheelers are also not cheap. If you look at the broad range of the EV costs that all these players play on, it's from 75,000 to 1.5 lakh. And if you look at Ather is only 1 lakh plus. There is nothing below 1 lakh. And Ather is today third biggest EV player in terms of volumes. So it's no longer a cheap play, which, you know, 5 years back, 7 years back, there were so many Indian players who were importing from China and then selling cheap. That was a different deal altogether. So EVs are no longer cheap. Yes, subsidies are there, but even without subsidies, I think the industry has got what it takes to survive without subsidy.
Yeah, because I think the government recently said that it wants EV to account for 30% of all car sales by 2030. There is some sort of a push there. But also, there was an article by The Economist recently, sometime in April. They said that two-wheelers and three-wheelers, they accounted for 92% of all EVs registered in India last year. If there is a boom in EV, then it is happening in two-wheelers. And that's what Bhavish Agarwal, I suspect, saw sooner than others. And then he decided to set up a factory, which he set up in at a rapid pace. When you spoke to him, what was his plan? When did he decide to get in?
Abhi, he is a man in hurry. So let's not have a, you know, even a single percent of doubt on that.
Right.
He's a man in hurry. And 6 to 7 months it took to build that factory, which is phenomenal. Nobody, I don't think anybody has done that. And for last 2 years, he has been the biggest player in the EV segment. So coming from nobody, zero market share, 2 years back, there was no EV player for Ola. Right. And now being the biggest player for two consecutive years, or more than 18 months, I should say, is not easy. Going ahead, also, it won't be easy because TVS is catching up very quickly, which is the second biggest player. But this man doesn't worry about competition. This man doesn't worry about any other thing but about his own pace. And that's why, just because of his pace, there are issues with him. There are issues with the brand name. There are issues with whatever Bhavish Agarwal stands for. And he's absolutely okay with that because his logic is, if you're coming from behind, then there is no option but you have to be in a, you know, lightning speed. You have to run at a lightning speed. Right. And this is what EVs are all about. He is passionate. He wears emotion on his sleeves. He wears passion on his sleeves. He's intensely passionate, I would say, in whatever he talks and whatever he does, the way he takes on critics.
What were the frequently asked questions to Bhavish Agarwal when he decided to set shop in the electric vehicle space? We'll come to the brickbats later after he actually started rolling out, you know, his machines, the two-wheelers, out in the market. But there was quite a lot of skepticism, right, from venture capitalists, perhaps, or even folks who have been in that sector, that I think he's doing it wrong.
Yeah, see, as far as Ola Electric's journey is concerned, and Bhavish started his journey way back 2010 when he started Ola, and we are talking about Ola Electric only. So that way, he is a seasoned entrepreneur, and he has had his share of naysayers and disbelievers back in Ola Cab's journey as well. So nothing new to it. The voice has got amplified so much over the last 2 years with Ola Electric that it has made Bhavish Agarwal a polarizing personality. Either you can love him or you can hate him. There is no midway emotion associated with Bhavish Agarwal. If you go to the social media, especially, you will find so many guys either talking for or talking against. Either they will say that the work culture at Ola Electric is toxic, or they will say that they have adapted themselves, or the ones who have adapted themselves are the ones who have, it's like similar to when fish takes to water. He has been controversial, but he speaks his mind, he's blunt. And if you ask him about that so-called toxic work culture, he's very clear. He says that, you know, if people expect that there is a 9-to-5 work culture in Ola, then they shouldn't apply or come to Ola. It's not 9-to-5. One word which, you know, he uses repeatedly in the interviews and which reflects in whatever he's doing is tapasya. He keeps on using this word tapasya. And this is nothing but it comes out of the passion that you have, so much of passion that you have. You know, it's right as well as wrong, because right, because if the founder is so passionate about the work, it's natural for him or her to expect the employees also to match that kind of passion, right? So I don't blame him. But, you know, if you look at from employees' lens, they are employees, they're not founders. They're not expected to do what a founder is doing, right? But again, if you look at from the founder lens, there is a sense of ownership as well if you are working at Ola. And if you can take that sense of ownership, then you will have to behave like a founder. So you have to match that. So there is no gross mismatch expectation when it comes to what Bhavish Agarwal is expecting and what the employees are expecting. He makes it very crystal clear. If you can match up to that intensity, then you're most welcome. You can rise, you can shine at Ola. But if you can't, which is normal, so many of us can't, that nobody has pressurized you to work here. You feel free to join wherever you want to.
You talked about polarizing opinions. I think I follow Bhavish Agarwal on Twitter, or maybe Twitter sends those recommended posts. There was a time every morning you would wake up to somebody or the other and another 100 retweets of folks binning Ola Electric because something would go wrong with their vehicle. I think it was in Pune where one of the two-wheelers caught fire. The public opinion towards EV coming out of Ola was not very pro. How did the company and Bhavish Agarwal deal with it?
See, initially there were issues, and there were issues. Let's be honest about that. So there were issues of EVs catching fire. Now, what Avnish Bajaj and other investors I speak to, an analyst I spoke to for this issue, this is that, you know, you talk about Tata, you talk about Tesla. Take Tesla, for example, do a Google on Tesla catching fire. You will find so many recent examples as well. But why only Bhavish Agarwal episode gets amplified? And recall is a normal, natural thing in an automobile segment business. Why that doesn't get amplified or toxified? But Bhavish Agarwal, it happens with Ola Electric and Bhavish Agarwal, it is blown out of proportion. That's why I told you, he's a very polarizing guy. He has had a share of detractors. There is a school of thought which believes that Bhavish Agarwal should not have gone into the manufacturing of EVs because they believe that this is not a segment meant for those who don't have an EV background or a manufacturing background. Let's talk about manufacturing background. Bhavish doesn't come from a manufacturing background. He comes from a service background. He comes from a tech background. But this is what's the beauty of this man who says that if you are dreaming big, there is no point in dreaming possible things. It's always good to dream impossible. What is dream if it's not impossible? Anybody can manufacture EVs, then everybody would have, right? Where will all the established players 2 years back or 3 years back? This is what he said. What were they doing? If he set up a huge factory, nobody stopped them from doing so. The other guys, the ICE makers. So his campaign is, let's put an end to the ICE age, which is internal combustion engine. So he calls it ICE. So it's fire versus ice, which gets very amplified when you speak to this man.
And when you spoke with Avnish Bajaj, formerly of Bazi.com. I remember those days, the first e-commerce website of
Yeah,
India.
yeah.
Now, obviously, he's a very celebrated venture capitalist. He's put in the money in this venture. He says Agarwal is not a tech founder. He's a digital industrialist. What did he mean by that?
You know, tech founder is you're using only technology. And when you're talking about digital industrialist, you're building an industry for the future. EVs are industry for the future, right? And this is what Bhavish keeps talking about, that he doesn't want to build a Twitter clone, a social networking lookalike, or a food brand lookalike, or an edtech, one more edtech lookalike. There has to be something substantial which makes an impact, and an impact in a big way, which has the potential to shape the future. This is what his vision about EVs and all those are. There are issues, there are challenges, and the biggest challenge for Bhavish Agarwal is, you know, how to take care of so much of outburst on social media and genuine consumer complaint about, you know, service. See, there is one thing about selling a vehicle, and there is another thing about servicing the vehicle. Your job, this is the beauty of a product. Your job doesn't end by selling a product. Your job starts when you sell a product. Unlike a service, when a job starts and ends by selling a service, right? Product, it has to be a lifelong journey. And unless, you know, you can have, and word of the mouth plays a huge role here. If consumers are perpetually dissatisfied, at some point of your time in your journey, it is going to reflect badly. This is something that Bhavish Agarwal needs to fix as soon as possible. He has got an amazing factory. He has got, you know, great vision of matching EV, whatever, making India EV hub. He's also trying to build, start producing batteries from next year. He has plans to make three-wheelers as well as electric cars very soon. The only thing which he has to fix, apart from also not losing the focus on sharp quality, is consumer literacy. How do you do that? End of the day, it's a consumer product. And one needs to understand it's not a product, it's consumer and product both coming together. So, a world-class product minus disgruntled consumers, if you have, it doesn't make sense. It has to be happy consumers.
How does he turn the tide for now? Or because you say he's not too bothered, his job is to get the quality right and get on with it.
So, see, noise will always be there. And then some noise, you know, social media better than me. Social media, I'm not saying 100% of the noise is real noise, but social media has a tendency to amplify everything. So you won't even realize when 10% becomes 100%. And then to distinguish between what is real and what is amplified and what is made up and what is fake, it becomes very difficult. He says that his job is to focus on quality. His job is to churn out, you know, high quality EVs from India. And there is a team, there is a huge team. He's taking care of services as well. He's taking care of consumer complaints as well. But he can't react to all the noises on social media. It's very easy to react, but it's very difficult not to. So he's taking the difficult part of not to reacting to whatever is there. But obviously, at some point of time, he has to ensure that that voice dies down or becomes low in intensity.
So this is a tremendous work in progress right now. And also, Rajiv, you ride the Ola, which is synonymous with ride hailing. They've got four companies. So one is ride hailing, second is electric vehicles. I think there is an artificial intelligence arm, and then there is a fourth leg as well. So there is a bigger play here around the brand Ola itself then.
Yeah, now it's gradually becoming a house of brands with fintech play as well. There is Ola Money as well, artificial intelligence, batteries, so many things. So this is what I told you. The biggest challenge for Bhavish Agarwal is Bhavish Agarwal himself. If he is the opportunity, then he himself is a challenge. Because he's not a Vishnu avatar. He doesn't have 12 hands, right? A man in hurry, right? But at what speed and for how long? It's a question. And if you are running at such a high speed, you need to take care of so many things at a high speed itself, which is again intensely challenging. It's not easy what this guy is doing. And it's not, and that's why the success would either be spectacular or it would be a muted thing. There won't be a middle of the approach kind of thing for this guy. It's either zero or 100. And this is the flip side of living such a life.
How long do you think the verdict will be out in?
Yeah, he has made a promising start. Let's give credit to the guy for at least trying to do something unthinkable. It's like impossible. He's trying to do that. And there is a method in the madness. He's also trying to build batteries. He's also trying to take care of every component in the ecosystem. It's not only, you know, selling an EV, it's taking care of every component which is involved in the ecosystem. He's trying to do that. So I will give him credit for at least trying to do that. And I'm nobody to judge on the future success, whether this man succeeds or not. But to me, this man is trying, which is more than sufficient for what I look for in founders. Because it's very easy to criticize somebody, but it's very difficult to do what this man is trying to do.
Thank you, Rajiv. Thanks a lot for your time on this one.
Thanks a lot, Avi.
Thank you. All you listeners, you can get this podcast on ForbesIndia.com or any other app that you use to download your podcasts and to have someone call you for a Forbes India subscription, message Forbes to 51818.